Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scott Henin, who's having a dental procedure today.
You ask me where I come from.
Yes, he's in the chair. So I understand now he may be longer than he thought he was going to be today.
A mental procedure?
Like he's going to try to forget the last 2 years?
I don't think he's having a lobotomy or anything like that.
Little treatment. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, from Valley City to Glendon to, I mean, Fargo. Everywhere you go, you can always count on one thing, the 4 for $4. Yesterday, didn't quite like the lunch options that were there. Always the default is the 4 for $4. No matter where you at, exit 292 off I-94 in Valley City, Fargo, Harwood, Ulin, Glendon, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce pop, couple of cookies, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Most competitive on the fuel in the neighborhood, too. Boy, the Marathon, Senex, they have a number of different brands that they buy. They can shop around. So they're doing what they can. Keep the pennies down on the pump. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Lots on the show today. Dr. Scott Jensen is the Minnesota GOP-endorsed candidate now in Minnesota. We'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour here. Talk to Caitlin Wigfall. Caitlin is with the Center for the American Experiment a little later on in the show. Policy fellow there. About North Dakota anti-CRT tour they've got going on. The CRT. Critical race theory. So that's coming up on the show, and the phones are open. Todd and I love the phones. There's no, we're not doing any time. Whatever's on your mind, that's the show.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I'll start with this.
Okay.
Yesterday, Joe Biden was in Buffalo, New York, because a tragedy from a lunatic, insane idiot did what he did in the grocery store in Buffalo, killed 10 people. Said he was the, you know, white supremacy, espousing racism, you know, they're there to kill people of color, etc. So, you know, meanwhile in Chicago, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Atlanta, we can go down the list on the, well, Chicago, for example, last weekend, 33 people shot, 5 dead, including one 16-year-old boy. Where's Joe on that? No, Joe's going to pick the white supremacist, the racist, I can't even say the word, Richard Head, the racist Richard Head, that clearly
cranium
is beyond sane, beyond insane, that one person carried out this heinous act and did this in Buffalo, New York. So what does old JB do? JB runs right to Buffalo, New York. He's there to grieve with him. That's why he went. We're here. Listen up. Here's it.
Phil and I have come to stand with you.
Yeah.
And to the families, we've come to grieve with you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Here's more.
In America, evil will not win, I promise you. Hate will not prevail. And white supremacy will not have the last word. The hate that through the media and politics, the internet, has radicalized, angry, alienated, lost, and isolated individuals.
Because there was no hate or angry, isolated individuals before the internet. Just so you know that, they weren't around, yeah. They weren't anywhere around prior to 1994.
Falsely believing that they will be replaced, that's the word, replaced by the other.
The great replacement is what he's talking about. Which is also a completely ridiculous. But here's the one that really got me. You knew it had to rear its ugly head. the talk.
We can keep assault weapons off our streets. We've done it before.
Really? When?
I did it when we passed the crime bill last time.
No, you didn't.
And violence went down. Shootings went down.
Not because of you, Joe. Let me tell you a little fact on that, okay? And you can do it with some search. When you look at the crime bill that they signed in, the violent crime, he talks about, well, when we signed that bill, me and Clinton signed that bill, and crime went down because of that. Well, no. The violent crime rate had been nearly cut in half, down 46% from 94 to 17. But Biden's suggestion that the 94 legislation should be credited is misleading. A number of publications looked into the similar claim from Clinton. Clinton, by the way, made the same claim in 2016. And found experts pointed to other factors for most of that crime decrease. For instance, in 05, the report from the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, estimated that funding for community-orientated policing services, which resulted in tens of thousands of additional police officers, actually contributed to a 1.3% decline in the overall crime rate. And the truth will set you free.
Lord.
When you have more police, crime goes down, Joe. Not because of the bill you put. And by the way, that was the assault weapons ban. Remember that? Didn't work. All kinds of assault weapons. And I think that's pretty much the time that they really started coining the term assault weapon. Todd, can you tell me what an assault weapon is?
Well, I don't know. Cain killed Abel with a rock, so I guess it could be whatever the heck you want it to be.
Can anyone call the show right now at 800-228-0550 and explain to me what an assault weapon is when Joe Biden talks about it?
If I hit you with this stapler in my hand, is this an assault weapon? And I say yes, because if you can commit an assault with the weapon, it's an assault weapon.
But not if you ask these people. These people will tell you that an assault weapon is that scary gun, that scary-looking black rifle, that AR.
You don't need to kill a deer with 10,000 shots.
Yeah, they've never seen me shoot. I probably need 10,000.
Well, you don't know on these 30-round magazine. Well, clearly you've never been hog hunting. I'm just saying. Clearly you've never hunted hogs in South Texas. Because you need all the rods you can get, because there's lots of hogs. But that's not the point.
Right.
You knew that they were going to go to Buffalo for a reason, and the reason was this lunatic who got his hands on some firearms, whatever, committing murder and doing evil things. And I love how they want to come out and talk about this guy, this person. That isn't any kind of, that is just the devil walking. Okay? That's what that person, that's just the devil incarnate. That's the devil among us. And if you think it stops with him, think again. But it's not most every. They want you to think that everybody's like that. The whole country's racist. The whole country is white supremacy. And yeah, those crazy white supremacists, they're going to do all the damage. They're doing, and I would say, Joe, besides this thing in Buffalo last weekend, where else is this happening? Specifically now, sir. Can you tell me what city, where this in the country, where this is happening on a regular basis?
But we don't react.
That it should be our concern.
We don't react if it's Chicago or L.A. because it happens there all the time. It's governing by optic. The optic in this case, Buffalo. Buffalo? You don't hear about mass shootings in Buffalo.
Bingo.
We better get over there.
Well, and it's not about the shootings or the dead bodies. It's about who did it. What we're gonna say why he did it, the motive. Motive is white supremacist. White supremacist. He just wants it. Okay, probably was. Probably was. And by the way, there's other Richard heads out there like this guy too. They're out
exactly.
There. But not in any number. Okay? Not the majority, not most of this country. Most of this country is just out making widgets and trying to get through life. That's what we're doing. We'd like your thoughts on it. 800-228-0550 is the number. All the time. Mike's in Moorhead, Minnesota on the Second Amendment 2A. What's up, Mike? What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys might want to think this guy's a lunatic, but I think this guy's an actor. You know, I've never
well,
seen a body.
There's that too, yeah.
Okay, yep. All right. Oh, yeah, there is that too. Okay, and the entertainment industry gives you the news, they give you the TV shows at night, and they give you the movies. And if you think they don't have the power to drudge this crap up and deliver to you on TV, you're cracked. These people.
Oh, no doubt.
The only way they can get it, is change the hearts and minds of the white people in this country. They don't care about the blacks or the Mexicans. It's the white people they want to change the hearts and minds of. And so unless you see the bodies to these shootings, you better question this. And if you want Trump back, he's the one that gave you the red flag laws. I don't want Biden either. I'm not voting for any of these people. But, you know, we'll just let's remember 4 years ago when Kramer came on your show and he was wanting to have a conversation about red flag laws. So just think about what I just said. You've never seen a body to a mass shooting. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to that. There's and the other shootings that we've had, there's questions that have to be asked, you know, but you're right. I mean, the Hollywood indoctrination is real. The video game indoctrination is real on occasion. But again, this isn't happening in any mass amount of numbers. It's rare. It's very rare.
Well, the president flown to Fargo if the same thing happened in Fargo.
Well, he should have been in Chicago if he cares about black lives. I'm just saying.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones. $1.39 for the king size. Only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pot for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and for Scotty today. Scotty won't make it back. He's going to be in the chair longer than he thought today. So we'll hang out. You and us, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, we can give him a mic.
Yeah, right. Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. As you know, Mike has just been a warrior. I mean, not only for the election integrity, but a warrior for good sleep. That's what his whole mission to start off with. Get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by doing the pillow. He went on to sheets and body pillows and even pet beds. And now he's got the My Slippers.
I love my slips.
Those are nice, aren't they?
I love them. Yeah. They have a thick sole on them. They're fur-lined. The memory foam contours to your foot. I slide my foot in there. It's like putting into it just a long, welcome, great-fitting pair of jeans, you know? Limited time. You can save $90 on a pair of my slippers. So blowout sale of the year.
That far into the slipper.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Taking over 2 years to develop them. All right. Think of Uggs. It's kind of the same kind of line and a really good thick sole that'll last. They're designed to wear indoor, out, all day long. My pillow foam, as I told you about the impact gel, really amazing. And the quality leather in them, they're really, really fantastic. Limited time, again, $90 off. They're worth every penny now. So 800-508-9026. Or just go to MyPillow.com. Hit that radio listener square. Use the promo code Scott. And go to the website, MyPillow.com. There's a little square right on the front there. And it's the promo code Scott. Super easy. The offer will not last long. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. And I think Mike's going to be on the show next week. Get an update from Mike on what he's working on. Boy, one thing I took away from when we had him on last time. If we don't get rid of these machines, and I'm interested, I'm watching what's happening in Pennsylvania with their primaries and stuff. Isn't it interesting that they can't decide on the Republican candidate between Dr. Oz and the other guy, Dave, forget his last name. But, we need to get a bunch more absentee ballots in here. But they've already called the winner for the Democrat primary there. Pennsylvania. It's Pennsylvania. So 800-228-0550 is the number to call. Brady's in Vegas talking about the Buffalo shooting was fake. Brady, where do you get where are you thinking that? How does that's something? Where are you getting it? What makes you think that?
Oh, I do quite a bit of research. So when I watch that video, it shows the guy driving up the shooter, Buffalo shooter, that young kid.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
guess what he had on his shirt just to start with?
I don't know.
The black circle, which is the German Nazi emblem that they're using in Ukraine. Guess what rifle he was using? Guess what rifle he was supposedly using?
The Bushmaster. An
AR Bushmaster by Remington, which was sued in 2019. Kind of funny that's the gun he used. But when you watch that video, he rolls up. The lady's walking in front of the car. He takes a shot. She drops right there. No blood. A guy behind her, maybe 25 or 30 yards, standing by the trunk of a car, falls over. Then the guy goes boom, boom, to make it look like he shot him. Well, that's too late. You can't do that. There is no blood. He walks into the store. He shoots a black guy, supposedly, laying on the floor, walks up to him, puts the gun point blank at the head, pulls the trigger. There's no blood or no brains. I hunt, so I kind of know what happens when you hit somebody with an AR.
Oh, yeah,
There's no blood. There's no ricochets. There's nothing flying off the shelf from the bullets going through. It is 100%.
So, Brady, let me ask you this. I got it. I get it. And I've asked the same questions on other shootings as well. But, I mean, and then I start putting more critical thought to it, and I think of how deep you'd have to go to have all of these. I mean, are they all actors? Are the family members that are grieving, are those all actors? And it's all one, you know, the further out you have to go, the things you watch on stuff like this. And I know I have the same questions you do that make me ask, but then it's like, how deep and how far can it go before someone says, yeah, I really wasn't related to anybody there, but that never seems to happen. I don't know. That may be one part of it that puts a hole in that story.
Well, one thing, it's not really a hole. Just look at your 2,000 mules. How could you get 2,000 or 3,000 mules across the country to go steal the election from Donald Trump, rape all the machines, or the ballot houses, take them and drop them off, take a picture, send the picture, get paid for doing what you're doing, and then remain silent? What kind of oath are these people taking? The truth is right there. Just like this video. The video shows completely the truth. There is no hole. There's nothing. No, nothing. Watch the video. It's 100% true. Just like the false flag, which they're doing all across the country. They're saying right now Ukraine is defeating the Russians. Absolutely false. They're losing 800 people a day. They are surrendering to the Russians. They are getting strip searched. They are getting filmed. They're getting getting photographed of all their Nazi tattoos on their body.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And it's not making the news anywhere. This idiot that we're listening to, Biden, I don't even think it's Biden. I really do not think
it's not.
Biden.
No, it's not. It's not. And Brady, I appreciate it, bro. Yeah, go ahead.
I think you need to look into the U-182 drone that came out of the ocean and shot Donald Trump in January 26, 2021. It's possibly true.
Yeah, I saw that too. Thanks, buddy. You know, the Trump thing, a drone comes out and kills Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The news is probably going to be all over that. So, and I don't know how that gets to it. And the thing that with modern day, it's not just the news camera. Everybody has a camera in their pocket. And it seems like any of this stuff, boy, but I am going to follow up with you, Brady, on watching more of the video from Buffalo. Because every one of these presents questions. The Vegas thing had all kinds of questions that got raised about that. And, well, you know, in video that was caught again by people with cameras right in their pocket. Let's go to Gene and Berea. Gene on the voting machines. Gene, what's on your mind, buddy?
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's not just the machines. In the courthouse in Barnes County, the voting booths are already up. Okay, we've got, 30 days till, less than 30 days till the June primary. People are already voting. Things change in 30 days, so I'm against early voting. And then the 2,000 mules, I've had two people tell me they can't find it on the internet anymore.
No, you can find it. It's 2000mules.com is the website, and yep. From the website you can find it. It's out there. Go to the website. You can watch it there. You can pre-order the book. You can buy the DVD. It's all there. Not a problem there.
Okay. Good.
All right. Thanks, buddy. That's Gene and Beret. You know what, man? I'm kind of with you on the early voting thing. What happened to Election Day? Why can't we? Why? I mean, we can do so many other things amazingly well, but for some reason we can't count the votes in a day. As they come in, we have machines that are tabulating them. Where I vote, we don't use touch screens or machines, but we do have a tabulation thing. So you got to keep your vote in the little circle. You know, it's got to fit in the circle, and the tabulation machine reads it and counts the vote. We can't do that in a day? Why? I don't know why we can't. Why can't we do that in a day? I would ask.
Good question.
Because everybody needs to have more time. Well, why? Today's the day. You vote or you don't? I mean, just to get off work? No problem with that. Boss will let you off. Go vote. I'll get your little sticker. You're back. We're done. Why did that change? And why did it have to? Another question I have. Sylvester's in South Dakota, wants to talk about the elections. 800-228-0550. Sylvester, you're on deck. We'll get to you and Dr. Scott Jensen coming up next.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even downloaded the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I could see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Lindsey Keith. Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt. And great weekend shows like Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You may never go back. I trust Newsmax. You should too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. women's and men's soccer teams will get equal pay for international games under a landmark agreement with the U.S. Soccer Federation. This is part of a settlement deal reached in February that will give women players back pay. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that the influx of illegal immigrants entering the United States through the southern border should be concerning for everyone, no matter their political opinions.
It is 100% a national security issue, and everybody, regardless of party, should be focused on it.
Title 42 is a pandemic-era policy that has allowed illegal immigrants to be turned away at the Mexican border for the past 2 years. The Biden administration seeks to end the policy as the CDC says it is no longer necessary. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scotty today. He's having a dental procedure. I think he's got like five different, because he's getting the implants done. He's getting a really good part of his, because, you know, dentures aren't, you know, they're not a replacement for teeth, replacement for no teeth. So that's what he's got going on today. Brought to you by our friends at Pucklich in Valley City. Another deal, another pre-owned deal going on. Killer deal. Man, I have serious truck envy on this one, Todd. A 2019 GMC Sierra. This is the 2500 HD SLT.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Single nice. Owner. Looking to pull something? Okay. This has the BMW fifth wheel ball post, so you can literally pull anything. Fifth wheel trailer, whatever, and you got the 2500 HD. There's only 46,700 miles on this bad boy. Duramax 6.6. Yep. It's got the V8 turbo diesel. Paired with that Allison transmission, thing is bulletproof. Exterior's red. It's got the beautiful jet black interior. Tons of great features. The backup camera, the heated seats, the parking sensors, and the assist, the wireless phone charging. A lot more than that. And again, they specialize in these local single-owner trade-ins. It was on the lot at $66,000. They dropped a grand off of it, if you're telling me you heard it here. So $65,000 even. 2019 GMC Sierra 2500 HD red with black interior, $65,000 even, over about $1,000 off. If you tell them you heard about it right here, Pucklich. They say you drive, we'll ride with you. And there's some great opportunities for in stock. If you wanted to look at something new, they have inventory. Great pre-owned selection as well. But if you want what you want, you got to get it ordered. Just a reminder: get in there, get it ordered. Get it done. Pucklich, Valley City. Tell them we sent you from What's on Your Mind. All right. Dr. Scott Jensen got the GOP nomination in Minnesota over a wild weekend in Rochester. Before we get to Scott, we just got one call here. Sylvester, we said you were on deck and we wanted to hear what you had to say. Sylvester's in South Dakota on the elections. Go ahead, Sylvester. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, Kevin. You know, our election integrity, I don't think it's going to happen until we get some people prosecuted for election fraud. You know, it's, you talk to people. And why should I go vote? My vote's going to get stolen anyway. So they don't go vote. So we got the thing that goes on in Nebraska where I think, 48% of eligible voters actually voted. You know, and that's in the primary, which is a little understandable. But people have no confidence in the vote. And if there was prosecuted fraud put on the news or heard about, it would give people the encouragement to actually go vote because it would be worthwhile. That's part of it. And then we got the fact that, you know the definition of insanity, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Keep on doing the same thing and expecting different results. Well, it goes with putting in the same people, you know, that have been in there for 20, 30, 40 years.
Bingo.
Expecting a different result of our nation. We got to change them out. We got to change them out. So I don't want to go with it. We got to go vote. That's for certain. But anybody that's been in there a long time, they got to get out.
I agree, man. It's another. It ends up being another case for term limits, and I know the argument about term limits. And well, you got to term limit the bureaucrats, right? But one at a time. Let's start with term limiting maybe the decision makers, and we can get to the people behind them. I don't know, but I agree. They've got to go. I'm now calling it the Cobb Syndicate, the Clinton, Obama, Biden regime that's going on in D.C. It's not Joe Biden. It's not. It's a team. It's a team of people that seemingly would love to see the country go to hell in a handbasket, as my mom used to say. Let's bring in the, hopefully, as a Minnesota resident, I want to bring in my friend and hopefully the next governor of the state of Minnesota, Dr. Scott Jensen. Scott, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, always welcome here, sir. Crazy weekend in Rochester. What, you need 9 ballots to get it done?
Yeah, it was a true emotional roller coaster, to say the least. And I'm glad with the way it came out, but if someone had asked me how I thought things would play out, that's not what I would have said.
What did you think of the field? What did you think of as far as, you know, who you were up against in the primary and, you know, a solid group of folks? I mean, were you shaking your head a bit? Where did you land on that?
It's an impressive group of people. I mean, you just can go down the list. You've got Michelle Benson with a tremendous history of work in the Senate on HHS. You've got Paul Kozelka, the majority leader, who's been a leader. You've got Dr. Neil Shah, who's remarkably well-spoken and articulate. You've got Rich Stanek with his long career of service. You've got Kendall Qualls with the quintessential story, strong convictions in his work on Take Charge, and you've got Mike Murphy, who has an ability to touch people's hearts and minds, lift up their energy level, and he articulates the issue on the issues extremely clearly. You do all that, and you've got a strong field, and I think people across the state were impressed with just how strong the field was.
I've always said that, you know, I've been a coach for years, and so you can always find out the true fiber of a competitor when you ask him about the competition, when you ask him about his opponents, and when they speak well of their opponents, and you know, a great fighter gave a, you know, then you know you're in the company of a leader and a good competitor, which I consider you. What's next? Let's talk about, we've got to get to November now, and one caller before we got you on, Sylvester was talking about the election. I know Minnesota's got some issues. You and I talked about it when you were in the studio, that a lot of eyes are on this election in Minnesota. Are we still there, and what's your confidence level as far as integrity and, a straightforward, honest election?
It's an absolute critical issue, and I don't think that there's any reason for name-calling. If conservatives express concern about election integrity, it offends me when someone else might say, well, they're whack jobs or they're conspiracy theorists. No, they're not. There are concerns across our nation, and justifiably so. If you look at what has happened in Virginia, they've made great strides to try to protect their election process, and we need to do the same. Unfortunately, we can't really do what's needed until we get elected. So this November is arguably perhaps our last best chance. Let's get elected, and then let's go in and let's absolutely lead in regards to getting secure elections. Let's do what 46 out of 47 countries in Europe do and have photo ID. Let's not quibble and bicker. Let's make it easy to vote but hard to cheat. And I think that's what Minnesotans want. And if you do cheat and you get caught, I want you spending some time in jail, because don't mess with our elections.
Oh, amen. And, you know, the point you made there is we want it easier to vote, not easier to cheat. No one's ever said we want to make it easier to cheat. But, again, they spin that, and some people will go, you just want to make it harder for – no, actually, we want to make it easier and more honest. And more, you have nothing unless you have integrity in your elections. I don't care what it is. But let's talk about Minnesota for a bit. I wouldn't know where to start if I were you. I mean, you obviously were talking about they've got a $9 billion surplus. Doesn't look like we're going to get any amount of that back in any real numbers. We're overtaxed. Our state is obviously we've got issues with businesses leaving and things, especially on the in the border cities. You got a lot to think about here and a lot to work on.
We do, but I think what if someone said, "What is the one key message I would want people to know from our in terms of what's going to happen in our campaign in the next few months?" Is we are going to lead the bold conversations. Conservatives need to lead on conversations that might seem too difficult, and we're not going to let them be that way. We have to talk about what would Minnesota look like if we did not have a personal income tax like nine other states have. What kind of a sizzling economy could we develop if people didn't have a personal income tax and industries and companies wanted to come to Minnesota? What if we were the Florida of the Midwest? What would that mean for revenues from the corporate side? Why do we collect 150% in personal income tax of what Wisconsin does? And Wisconsin's larger than us population-wise. We need to lead a conversation about let the people steward the land on which they live and work. We need to let miners mine. We need to let farmers farm. Let's get out of their way. It's supposed to be government for the people, not government to the people. We have too much intrusion, too much willingness to grow government. This is a big thing. And Minnesota needs to lead, and we need to have our corporations lead as well. We've got some incredible corporations, and we need them to lead in terms of what does corporate responsibility look like? How can corporations in Minnesota help restore our supply chains? Everybody wants to be able to feed their babies the formula they need. Nobody likes to spend $100 to fill their gas tank. We have got to start asking ourselves, are we at times pandering and making short-sighted decisions that then downstream hurt us, compromise our economy, hurt people's lives?
No question.
This isn't happening, and we've got to stop that.
There's no question. One thing, I think everything you said there will resonate with every rock and cow in Minnesota as you travel around the state. I think you'll get to St. Paul, and that'll be on deaf ears because St. Paul doesn't care. I mean, we're just rocks and cows, right? The big question is going to be, can we get enough outstate support to, you know, and enough metro support to not be overwhelmed? As you know, like the metro out, the seven county metro usually outvotes the state and makes a lot of decisions for us rocks and cows. I mean, how do you battle that?
Basically, we don't need to win Minneapolis and St. Paul. We just need to lose by less. And I think we will. I think we can really challenge some of these dominating sectors of the urban area. C.C. Davis is running against Ilhan Omar, and C.C. Davis is an outstanding candidate. We've got someone running against Betty McCollum, May, and she's going to be excellent. We're going to whittle away, and we are going to absolutely compel people to do more than they've ever done before, because a lot of Minnesotans are thinking, they may not know the verse, but they're thinking the words from Esther 4:14, have you considered you're in the position you're in for such a time as this? And that's where we're all at. We realize nobody gets to sit this one out. Nobody on the sidelines.
Well, you can't. We can't. And I think this a consistent message is a consistent message that will win. Is it going to be heard on the other side of the aisle? I mean, what are you going to do as governor of Minnesota to? And we've got to start coming back to the center. We've got to get off the far side of each side of the aisle. So how do you, because there's a lot of them that are out there quite a ways in Minnesota. How do you bring them back to say, you know, just have those conversations and, you know, have them sit down? I mean, a lot of them probably won't even want to do that.
Elevate the conversation. Absolutely commit yourself to talking with people. We are already seeing it happen. We are seeing a movement. We have over 20,000 unique donors. We are seeing independents and even moderate liberals writing us checks, sending notes to us saying, I've never voted for a Republican. I certainly never donated to one, but I'm going to you. You've got the message. The concerns that you're espousing are exactly our concerns. Parents want health freedom. They want fundamental education in their schools. They're sick and tired of the notion of indoctrination. People are rising up and saying, I've had enough. The liberal movement has left me. I haven't moved. They left me. And I'm going to be there for you, Jensen. It's happening already.
drscottjensen.com if you're in Minnesota. Get up to speed.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
To What's On Your Mind. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn for Scotty today. He's having a dental procedure that went a little long, so we're just going to hang out. We got to talk to a fellow from the Center for the American Experiment next hour as we wrap up the show. It's the CRT thing in North Dakota. They're working in North Dakota, and the Center for the American Experiment started in Minnesota. They're big behind us. John Hinderacher, they're behind the give it back, the $9 billion that we lose. Maybe if Scott Jensen gets elected, Todd, I can get some of that $9 billion back. That'd be nice.
There you go.
Yeah. It's amazing what happened to our property taxes in Minnesota in the last year and a half, 2 years. Because of the where the real estate market is, the valuations, first of all, the taxes were ticking up. And that's because property values tick up. They don't jump up. They just kind of tick up every year. Maybe they've ticked down a little bit. They kind of, but this year, property values jumped up. I mean, leapt up. Like our property, 26%, almost 30% valuation increase. And I'm sure, I know that happened across the state, especially for Lakeshore. So, makes you wonder, oh, look, all we got to do is bump those property values because of the VID or whatever, and our taxes go up appropriately, proportionally. How exciting to live in Minnesota. Go Scott Jensen. As you know, the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner in North Dakota. It's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Be nice if we could, I know we can't get coal in the pipeline, but seeing the coal trains go by, every day about 12 of them go through, you know, Lakes Country where I live, heading from, you know, North Dakota down to Becker, Minnesota, where they have the big power plant down there. And it seems to me that with 12 of those running through every day, keeping the lights on and the power on, that, you know, coal has something to do with it. Natural gas has something to do with it. All forms of energy are good. But, yeah, can't have that if you want. You know, you want to can't have any gas, can't have any heating oil. You have to heat your house with rainbow, you know, fairy dust and unicorn farts, I guess. I don't know. But seeing those trains run by every day, it hits me that we might need that for a while long. We might need to let that happen for a while. Just saying. So what's on your mind? We got the 800-228-0550. We're kind of all over the map today. We've got we talked to Brady in Vegas. Brent is in Indiana, wants to weigh in on the elections, listening online. Brent, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I wonder why Election Day's not a holiday. Maybe move it to a Monday or a Friday, and then you eliminate all these mail-in votes.
Great idea. Anything to make it easier. Because apparently it's too hard to make it on any given Tuesday when your boss will give you the day off or whatever. But, yeah, great idea.
Maybe we need to dip our thumb in the purple dye like they do over there in them other countries that you can't count on the vote being right.
Well, there's that, like, appreciate it, Brent. That's a, like Scott Jensen said, we've got to have voter. Why can't we have voter ID? Why is that such a problem? I don't understand. Well, it's racist. How? Well, some people can't get an ID. Who? People of color. Why can't people of color get an ID? And then that's usually where it about stops. You know what I mean? You get about 3 or 4 questions in with these people, and it stops right there. Let's go to Mike up in Fairbanks, the great state of Alaska. Mike, Rhino Republicans pushing the war. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, hello, you guys. Yeah, Minnesota's lost. It's a hippie state. You know, you guys in Minnesota, you elected Jesse Ventura and Al Franken. I mean, to me, Minnesota was lost a long time ago. Now you've got hippie spillover into North Dakota. You got Fargo with the fuzzies and the crooked school councils. And then you guys got down there, like us up here, we got this bum Lisa Murkowski. And then you've got, down in your neck of the woods where my son lives over there in eastern Montana, you've got that bum Steve Daines, and you guys got that bums Kramer and Hovind, who are like nothing better to do to go to Ukraine and get a photo op than spend billions of our dollars. And then they say, oh, we got to stop inflation. What you guys need to do is wise up, North Dakota. Get some brains and get rid of Kramer and Hovind. They are the attack weapons. And they are people like them and the sacred cow. Scott treats them like a sacred cow. He never asks Kramer tough questions. Like, will Kramer go over with the $40 billion and make sure every penny spent correctly? No, he won't do it. If Scott believes in that carbon capture crap, there's no such thing as man-made global warming. Wind turbines, to build a wind turbine, causes more carbon release than what they effectively prevent. And solar mirrors, parabolic, they're a joke too. They never work. get in the paper for itself. It's all junk. And until North Dakota wises up, you guys are lost, like Alaska.
Well, you know, Mike, there's a lot there. One thing that you're talking about is rhinos, is Republican in name only. Now, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm conservative. I kind of fall in the same lines as, you know, Hannity, and I don't want to, I'm not going to label, but you're right. You're spot on. I'm not going to argue with anything you said there, because if you're part of the problem, you're clearly not part of the solution. And the problem is we don't have the money, and I tell that to any senator or Republican, and I have. I still can't believe Kelly Armstrong voted for that mess. But he did. With what money? We don't have the money. And if you're going along to get along, you need to go. You got to go. I agree, Mike.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.